It does protect you against severe illness, and that is going to be very important in terms of life saving.
India begins ambitious vaccination plan. It's Tuesday, January 5th. This is VOA Asia. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. We're online as well at VOA Asia Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Also ahead, China looks for vaccine goodwill, a slow U.S. virus response, and viewing real images. It's all on today's VOA Asia. India has granted emergency approval to two vaccines for COVID-19, and that's setting the stage for what could be the world's largest immunization program. As Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi, this raises hopes of bringing the pandemic under control in a country where the daily count of new infections has been declining in recent weeks.
The first doses will start reaching recipients in India sometime this month, following the emergency authorization granted to the British-developed AstraZeneca vaccine that has been produced by the Serum Institute of India and one called Covaxin, developed by a domestic company, Bharat Biotech. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called the development a decisive turning point to strengthen a spirited fight. The country has set the ambitious target of immunizing 300 million people by August. Healthcare workers, security personnel, those over 50 years of age, and the clinically vulnerable. It has been preparing cold storage facilities and training health workers to administer the shots for what could be the world's largest immunization programs for the outbreak.
The preparations have been fully made. The logistics have been worked out with the different state governments. It all depends, of course, on the availability of vaccine in terms of the volume and in terms of the health workforce that is available.
The delivery system was tested with a nationwide dry run on Saturday.
Our arrangements are satisfactory. We have waiting room, our vaccination room, and monitoring area.
India starts with an advantage. More than 50 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have been stockpiled by the Serum Institute, the world's largest vaccine manufacturer. But questions have been raised over lack of adequate data for the domestically developed vaccine that is still undergoing stage 3 trials. Health experts, however, are optimistic. They say the vaccines will afford protection even from the highly transmissible mutant strain from Britain. About 30 such cases have raised worries at a time when new infections have been declining. The coronavirus causes the COVID-19 disease.
The virus will not be able to evade those vaccine-induced immune mechanisms. So it is unlikely that there should be any significant problem over there.
The vaccines bring hope to a country where the virus has infected more than 10 million people and claimed nearly 150,000 lives. The country of 1.3 billion has the world's second largest number of cases.
It does protect you against severe illness, and that is going to be very important in terms of not only life saving, but even younger people have been now known, even if they do not manifest many symptoms, to still suffer silent damage to their lungs and heart.
Both vaccines can be stored in refrigerators and are more affordable compared to those by Pfizer and Moderna. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
You'll find much more on this and other stories when you follow us online at Twitter at VOA Asia. Another great place to visit is voanews.com. These are among some of the top Asia headlines you'll find right now when you visit voanews.com. Japan might declare Tokyo's state of emergency amid COVID-19 surge. India bars virus vaccine maker from exporting doses. U.S. blames Taliban for plotting Afghan assassinations. South Korean population declined for first time in 2020. China-Vietnam border wall would target smugglers, Chinese economic refugees. Expanded coverage of these stories and more can be found on Facebook at VOA Asia. We also invite you to stop by the voanews.com website. VOA Asia continues. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. The Chinese supply of a COVID-19 vaccine to Indonesia and the Philippines is likely to strengthen Beijing's image in those countries, despite current resentment of its expansion in the South China Sea. That is, if the vaccines work. Both countries have moved to order vaccines made by Sinovac Biotech, a Beijing-based pharmaceutical company, according to Asia media reports and the company's website. China's official Xinhua news agency in October had called it crucial to distribute vaccines around the world, not just the wealthy nations. Indonesia and the Philippines have a combined population of 375 million, and people in both countries resent Chinese expansion in the 3.5 million square kilometer South China Sea, where sovereignty claims overlap. China, with Asia's strongest military, has built up islands that the Philippines claims, and pass ships through waters that Jakarta says fall within an Indonesian exclusive economic zone. China is keen to be seen as a good neighbor abroad and to minimize U.S. geopolitical influence. Analysts like Aaron Rabina, research fellow at the Asia-Pacific Pathways to Progress Foundation in Metro Manila, say China could gain favor in Southeast Asia's two biggest countries if the vaccines work, reach remote parts of each archipelago in due time, and don't cost too much.
If it turns out to be good, effective, safe, affordable, then I guess that might change to a certain extent the perceptions here.
Filipinos, including some in the armed forces, have distrusted China since a 2012 standoff over Scarborough Shoal in the contested sea. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has sought to mend ties since he took office in 2016. He indicated last year that he would prioritize Chinese vaccines along with possible shipments from Russia. The Philippines was aiming as of mid-December to end negotiations with Sinovac to get 25 million doses by March. For Indonesia, Sinovac has committed to supply a bulk vaccine, so state-run vaccine maker PT Bio Farma can produce at least 40 million doses before March. The Jakarta Post reported on December 6th, Sinovac shipped 1.2 million doses to Jakarta for storage. Indonesia has placed firm orders for about 160 million vaccine doses, 140 million of which are manufactured by Sinovac Biotech. Anti-China sentiment flared up before the shipment, and some Indonesians worry the vaccines will be unhealthy, says Paramita Supamijodo, an international relations lecturer at Bina Nusantara University in Jakarta.
At the beginning, there was a big debate why we need to get from China. And there was big distrust among the people. And this kind of anti-China sentiment is still very strong.
Indonesia's Food and Drug Monitoring Agency plans to visit Sinovac facilities in Beijing to ensure good manufacturing practice. PT Bio Farma officials defend a price of $13.57 U.S. per dose. The Chinese state-supervised Global Times news website said in November that leaders around Southeast Asia had lauded Chinese vaccines as accessible and affordable. Indonesians are spread across 13,000 islands. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, though, may be holding out for U.S.-made Pfizer vaccines in case Sinovac's remedy only prevents COVID-19 half the time, says Eduardo Arrel, associate professor at the National University of Singapore's Public Policy School.
I think Duterte is hedging that with a 50-50 rate. Why would anyone choose the Sinovac if the Pfizer vaccine is also coming?
Research in Brazil showed last month that Sinovac's product was at least 50% effective. Pfizer said in November its vaccine candidate was found to be more than 90% effective. Duterte reiterated in November he would go ahead with a long-threatened cancellation of the U.S. Visiting Forces Agreement, which gives U.S. troops access to the Philippines with few restrictions, if the United States cannot deliver at least 20 million vaccine doses. Although coronavirus caseloads in the Philippines have fallen since a peak in August, discovery of a virus variant from Britain prompted quarantine orders in Metro Manila and nine other parts of the country through January 30th. Indonesia's COVID-19 cases are still growing steadily. The country, with Southeast Asia's largest population, reports around 743,000 cases and more than 22,000 deaths. Indonesia is also looking for vaccine sources outside of China. Ralph Jennings in Taipei has been watching developments closely, and we thank him for this report. Happening now in Asia, a South Korean flag tanker was seized in the Strait of Hormuz by Iranian forces, according to Iranian media Monday, further escalating tensions in the Middle East between Tehran and the West. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. We're glad you're spending part of your day with us on VOA Asia. The United States fell far short of its goal to vaccinate 20 million people against COVID-19 by the end of December, but the pace of vaccinations is picking up. We hear more from Michelle Quinn.
More than 350,000. That is the number of people in the U.S. who have died from COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. That is about one-fifth of the worldwide deaths from the illness. President Donald Trump said on Twitter that the numbers of COVID-19 cases and deaths in the U.S. are exaggerated because of the way the country determines cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S. top infectious disease expert, disagrees.
Well, the deaths are real deaths. I mean, all you need to do is to go out into the trenches, go to the hospitals, see what the healthcare workers are dealing with. They are under very stressed situations.
The effort to vaccinate people has stumbled. As of December 31st, about 2.8 million people had been vaccinated, a fraction of the goal of 20 million the government had set. A miscalculation about the supply of vaccines and a lack of coordination among federal, state, and local governments are at fault.
You have to have a real interaction, a real partnership between the federal government and the states. That's what we're trying to do. Hopefully that will then materialize as we get into the beginning of this year.
President Trump has said that the federal government has distributed vaccines, but states have to speed up administering the shots. The virus in the vaccination campaign. It's a race the U.S. hopes to win in the new year. Michelle Quinn, VOA News.
With manipulated images flooding the internet, how can we tell what's true? Matt Dibble looks at one solution, a digital seal of authenticity.
The rapid advances in artificial intelligence and photo editing software are making it nearly impossible to tell the difference between a real and fake image online.
Instead of trying to detect what's fake, you try to prove what's real.
Sharif Hanna is the vice president of research and development for TruePic. TruePic makes software that tags photos with a unique signature to help authenticate them in the future. Now they've partnered with chipmaker Qualcomm to embed the technology on the same secure chip that handles fingerprint recognition on smartphones.
We produce these photos that essentially have a seal on them. If anybody was to modify anything about the photos, whether the pixels, the date and time, the location where it was captured, that seal would be broken, essentially, and we would be able to know that that file has been modified since the time of capture.
In addition to location and time of capture, the system also embeds a 3D depth map of the scene in front of the lens. Later, a viewer can access all this information, along with a log of any changes made to the photo.
So you have full transparency of exactly, you know, what happened from the time that light entered into the camera to then light coming out of the display, essentially, into your eyes.
TruePic is collaborating with Microsoft, Adobe, and media organizations on open source software they hope will eventually be included in every browser and app that displays photos.
If we were to look out on a 10-year horizon, we expect that any photo or video will come with proof of its authenticity,
making fake images easier to spot. Matt Dibble for VOA News, San Francisco.
That's our program for today. Thanks for joining us on VOA Asia. You may continue online. We're on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, all at VOA Asia. We also thank those who helped bring the program to you, Managing Editor Diane Gao, Ira Melman, Doug Bernard, and Keith Lane. I'm Jim Stevenson. We're in Washington. We hope you have a terrific day ahead. Be safe. Be well.